you're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
February 11th through the 14th, DSC's Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections. You've never had this much fun raising money for conservation. BigGame.org.
Yes, that's what it's all about in the camp house today. DSC's Kender Outdoors and the DSC Convention and Expo Reflections gets underway this coming Wednesday with daily auctions, incredible auctions, through Sunday, both silent and live, all online. We're going to fill you in, tell you exactly what you need to know, and highlight a lot of the upcoming auction activity on the show today. Hey, I'm Billy Kinder, host of DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Thanks a lot for being here. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care is an incredible product that a lot of people over the past year or so have really enjoyed. It settles the overactive dog, the nervous overbarker, overjumper, gently over time. It's not a drug. If that's your dog, you really need to learn more about Calming Care. Come see me at KinderOutdoors.com. I'm so tickled that Corey Mason, Executive Director of DSC, is able to sit down with me on the show today. He's going to co-host, as he does every year at convention and expo time, and kind of help me go over what's going to take place, how you bid online, how a virtual convention and expo is going to lay out, and highlight those great auction items and the very worthy cause for which we have these auctions. He'll join us a little later on. And we welcome you to the official DSC tailgate party for Convention and Expo Reflections 2021. It's a wintertime tradition that dates back 37 years. The Munising Moose Lodge and their annual fishing derby. It's next weekend, next Saturday, Autrain Lake in Alger County, Michigan. Everything's out there on the frozen ice. The derby, the awards, and the meal. Unless the snow picks up, if it gets too heavy, they'll move inside the boathouse there on Autrain Lake. It's a great tradition and a lot of fun next Saturday. Johnny Morris had a colossal announcement this past Monday. It's all to kickstart the 50th anniversary celebration of Bass Pro Shops. They call it the grandest fishing tournament in history. No pros allowed. Over $4 million in cash and prizes. And they anticipate $1 million plus will go to conservation. It's the Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops U.S. Open National Bass Fishing Amateur Team Championships. First of its kind, with qualifying tournaments on Lake Okeechobee, Florida, March 13th, Ray Roberts, Texas, April 17th, Lake Mead, Nevada, April 24th, Chesapeake Bay, July 17th, August 21st in Michigan, Lake St. Clair, Old Hickory, Nashville, Tennessee, September 11th, Grand Lake of the Cherokees, Oklahoma, October 16th, and Bull Shoals Lake, Arkansas, November 17th. Place in the top 40 of any of these qualifiers, and you'll fish in the finale, Table Rock Lake, November 19th. Online registration for the first three regional qualifiers is open only for 24 hours, beginning at 10 a.m. Central this coming Wednesday, February 10th. Hey, good luck to all of you Toyota Series anglers on the water down in sunny Florida on that Kissimmee chain of lakes today. You'll wrap up your three-day tournament there that kicks off the 2021 Major League Fishing Toyota Series. A top prize today of $65,000. Great picture on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com of Kevin Milo and his dad Thomas. They're toasting their coffee in the camper at the Deer Lease over that radio as they listen to DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Thanks, guys. And how about Kate Mason? She did what most grown men will never do. Four deer in 24 hours. Yes, her family will enjoy every morsel of meat from those four deer. She's on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com. Way to go, Kate. That's exactly what we love to see as outdoors men and women, that next generation passionately pursuing our heritage. Here's another great story. Mike Miller, he's a dad, has a 12-year-old son. He writes, "Hey, Billy, I'd like to start hunting, me and my son. Where can I go for a group to start with or more information? Hog, deer, bird, small game, I'm interested in any of these. Thanks a lot. Sincerely, Mike Miller." I sent Mike the name of an outfitter that's not far from his home. That's just perfect for a father-son combo getaway with a place to camp, get out under the stars, and shoot some pigs. Perfect. Lee Temple listens down in Madison, Mississippi. He says, "Hey, Billy, I was working in the shop and listening to you the other day. Heard about a hog-proof feeder mounted on a T-post." Yep, Lee, you're talking about the Texas Hog Blocker. We had him on the show last week. It actually holds your trail camera or mineral block, holds that block up higher than the pigs can reach, but the deer can still get to them. TexasHogBlocker.com. Got a link at KinderOutdoors.com. Spring thunderstorms are coming. The door is still scratched up from that nervous dog last spring when the thunder rolled. There's a great and safe remedy for that, for the over-anxious, nervous dog. It's called Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Learn more about it at KinderOutdoors.com.
Hi, this is Steve Remspecker with ProPlan. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Like everyone, the conservation world has been down a rough road lately. The money generated through science-based and properly regulated hunting, both here in the U.S. and abroad, is the key pillar of support for wildlife and wild places. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at Dallas Safari Club. Poaching, drought, antis that would put a stop to hunting and the shooting sports, right and proper education of the next generations of outdoorsmen and women, these things don't stop because of a pandemic, and at DSC, neither do we. Many hundreds of mission-minded volunteers work without glory or headlines year-round for the DSC mission. That mission is clear-cut. True conservation work worldwide, sharing our beloved and precious heritage with all that will hear and take part, and defeating those that would rip up your Second Amendment and rights to hunt and fish. I invite you to come and join us. It all starts at biggame.org.
Buffalo wool, hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called buffalo wool because the very special fibers used in buffalo wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30, Jason Muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
The BuffaloWoolCo.com. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path. The truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
In Genesis chapter 9, God himself told man that if it flies, moves on the earth, or swims in the water, it is meat for us. What a gracious God we have. We celebrate that in this old camp house. Kinder Outdoors partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
From the quiet solace of winter ice and rainy Lake Minnesota, to the howling winds of the western peaks, the bass-laden Kissimmee chain, and New Zealand's bountiful trout streams, we fight for all wildlife and wild places at DSC. BigGame.org.
And hey, I'd invite you to come visit the camp house at KinderOutdoors.com. K-I-N-D-E-R. This particular show every year is very exciting to me because I know that this is the week, this is the big week that is going to impact conservation and the education of our next group of hunters, fishers, and outdoorsmen greatly. The monies raised this week by the Dallas Safari Club this coming week through next weekend will mean make it or break it for conservation groups around the globe. It's a big deal, and I'm so happy to have you back with us. He always co-hosts the show with me. He's back again this year, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club, Corey Mason. Welcome back, Corey.
Thanks for having me, Billy. I appreciate it.
I guess we, being here in person together, this is the smallest Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo gathering yet. We've set a record here.
It is. This is two versus like 35,000, yeah.
It's different this year, but it's all good, and I'm just amazed at the way everybody has worked hard to pull together something special. First of all, it all gets started this coming Wednesday. The days are the same as always. It's a four-day convention and expo, 5 days of auctions.
That's right. So our live night auctions will start Wednesday, February the 10th, and run through the night of Saturday, and then silent auctions that will conclude on Sunday.
Okay, very good. And that's this coming week. How much can you actually take from live convention and expo, because that's a busy week, and move it to a virtual setting online? Are you able to move a bunch of it over and make it work?
We are. You know, we were confronted with the reality of that, of how do we do this and how do we make sure that our tremendous sponsors, the relationships that take place and the relationship building that takes place, as well as the promotion of our world-class, best-in-world-class exhibitor partners can still be promoted, and we can also at the same time raise needed funds for the mission of DSC. And I really feel like we found a really happy, good place to be able to do that. And that's the integration of all of this to this online platform and the landing page that we can direct folks to, that they can have access to our exhibitor partners, they can view and feature and see our sponsors and support them, and they can have direct access to all these great auction lineups.
I'm very, very interested to see how participation turns out with this, because it's a whole lot simpler than maybe it sounds. If you're listening to me in Kansas right now, and you want to participate in these great auctions this week or visit these vendors, and there's no in-person, how hard is it to register to be a part of all of it and not miss anything?
Yeah, it really is simple, and there's two different ways they can get connected with us. The first is to go to our main website, which is biggame.org, or if they want to go directly into the auction side of that, they can go to dsc.onlinehuntingauctions.com, and that really takes us to what we refer to as our landing page. And within that landing page, there's four tabs kind of across the top middle part of that, and that'll take them to register and to see the live auction lineups. It'll take them to see all the auction info. And the additional tabs will take them to show our exhibitor partners and then the awards that we'll be celebrating at the same time. Within that first tab, within the register and auction type and the lineup, there's a specific tab there and a video follow-up with our great friend Dave Folsom that's hosting it there and walks them through how to register to bid. You don't have to register to see the lineup, but to register to bid. And we're trying to make that even further easy by allowing people to bid online. We're also providing a service where they can call ahead and they can tell the DSC office items they want to bid on. We've been amazed at the receptiveness of that. In fact, a gentleman called me yesterday with five items he wanted to place a bid on, and he said, "Now it's in your hands. Just let me know if I won or not." So we're making it as easy as we can.
Hey, that makes it kind of fun for you. You get to go bid on all these cool items. And I was shocked and amazed with a virtual event just how many people came back with tremendous auction items to donate. They know how worthy the cause is. Where's all this money going to go that we raise through these auctions?
Absolutely. So this money goes straight to the mission execution at DSC, and that's clearly focused on conservation, education, and advocacy. And we have been really amazed and humbled by the support that the industry as a whole has provided, our great exhibitor partners, you know, but a number of people that have reached out and said, "How can we support this? We want to have a watch party to view this with the live stream that we'll be having of the auction so people can participate real time." The people that have said, "Hey, I want to cover this event. How can you get me info? Because I want to celebrate it and promote it." And even our sponsors that have said, "Send us a link. We're going to put it on our social media." All of these kinds of things. Our communities really come together because they believe in the mission of DSC.
Look at this. This is silent auction items. How about a seven-day mule deer hunt in British Columbia? They grow them big up there, Corey.
Yeah, who didn't want to do that, go up there 170-plus-inch mule deer?
Yeah, huge mule deer. Or you can go to Argentina for a high-volume dove hunt. You can go to Africa. Unlike the past year, things are looser now. We can travel.
That's right. So travel restrictions are opening, and just use Africa as the example there. We have DSC members right now that are in Ethiopia, Mozambique, Namibia, Tanzania. So, I mean, people are traveling and people are going. And in addition to that, we've also been very cognizant of the fact that people's willingness or not to travel. And so all of the items that are in the lineup this year have at least a two-year provision so that if for some reason travel was not allowed this year, they have an additional year to fulfill that commitment. So the people that donated this have been highly sensitive to that, and people are working all the way across the board here to make these things happen.
Yeah, what a great idea. You guys have evidently thought of everything and put the detail that we're accustomed to with Dallas Safari Club into this. Now, we can watch online. The banquets are still going to be online where we can be a part of it every night.
That's right. So we are going to have we're going to start each night at 7:30 Central, Wednesday through Saturday night. There's a live stream that will be available on that website that I mentioned at dsc.onlinehuntingauctions.com. They can click on that and view it. They'll start with some great video introductions just to kind of bring people into the mission of DSC. There'll be a keynote speaker that night, some of the industry experts, Paul Stones from Africa, Mr. Steve Hornady will be speaking one night. They'll be brief and concise, but very mission-focused, if you will. And then from there, we'll launch into a great evening of raising money for the mission.
You bet. And that means live auction and some incredible live auction items. You've heard Lori talking about those on the show, and we're going to be talking to her more about what you're going to have an opportunity to bid on. Award winners that we've come to know over the years, some very prestigious awards from the conservation and hunting community that typically take place at Dallas Safari Club, and they still are, even though it's virtual.
They are. So what we're going to do is we have a great videographer, Mr. Kim Thomas, that prepares this really great video package. And instead of it essentially being delivered in the room that night with 1,000 people, it's going to be shared more broadly this year. And so they're going to be released, the award winners, the day of, the night in which they would have been presented. And then on the back end, they'll be released again, sort of in an e-blast concept through social media as well. So if people want to tune in and celebrate, for example, Mr. Rob Keck this year of the Capstick Hunting Heritage Award winner, they'll be able to see the video package associated with that and his just amazing, prestigious career of 40 years in conservation. They'll be able to view that and appreciate that.
He's tickled about that. We had a private conversation, and I thought maybe he was going to shed a tear while we were talking. He's very, very excited, and we're looking forward to his reception of that award later this week. It all starts Wednesday, right?
Wednesday. Please join us. The evening event starts at 7:30 Central.
Very good. Corey, stick around. We have more to talk about.
You got it. Thank you, Billy.
I'm so proud that Dallas Safari Club is our title sponsor at Kinder Outdoors. Who couldn't be proud of the great work that they commit themselves to day after day, year round. I'm also very proud of the fact that a name that I have aligned myself with, Purina, for many years, is a part of our show as well. Dependable and trusted names like Calming Care and Fortiflora. Fortiflora, for example, America's number one canine probiotic. It literally changed and made easier my life with dogs when I discovered it years ago. If you own a dog, you really should keep Fortiflora in the fridge. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Kinder Outdoors.
Whether you're new to firearms or an experienced, skilled shooter, the knowledgeable, friendly staff at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters is there to help. Marksman Firearms features an extensive selection of firearms, accessories, and specialty items. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. Buy, sell, or trade at any of their Texas stores, Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, and Wichita Falls. For more info, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
Hey, I want to let you know about something that's brand new and coming to South Dakota this fall, the Dead Rabbit Lodge. You see, the owner received his higher learning from the University of South Dakota, the Coyotes. The dreaded enemy of the University of South Dakota Coyotes is the South Dakota State University Jackrabbits. Therefore, the name, the Dead Rabbit. The Dead Rabbit Lodge sits on the eastern bluffs of Big Blue Lake Owyhee. The view from your giant Western Canada Red Cedar Lodging stretches from the dam to the south almost all the way up to North Dakota. The Big Lodge is finest splendor from top to bottom, perfect for big family or corporate groups. But the Dead Rabbit will also feature separate hotel-style rooms, a great game room and bar for entertaining, guest-only dining featuring the Rabbit's award-winning chef, oh, and about 40,000 acres of the finest pheasant hunting in the world. You won't forget the Dead Rabbit.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care, custody, and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
Outdoorsmen and women, hunters, shooters, and fishers are the reason that wild creatures roam bountifully in wild places. This is where we come together to talk about it. Kender Outdoors is partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Attend the DSC Hunters Expo Reflection February 11th through the 14th, and you will make an important and worldwide impact on poaching. You'll strengthen our Second Amendment, and you will teach a youngster how hunting is conservation. DSC is at biggame.org.
I was talking to my friend Kevin Welburn at Joshua Creek Ranch last week about the show specials that they're going to offer at this week's Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, the bird hunting show special.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, one of the packages that we book most often is a two-night stay with lodging and meals and a couple of half-day upland bird hunts. So given that that is a common package for folks to book, we put a special together for the show's virtual special this year for $1,900 a gun. And again, that gets you two half-day guided half-day upland bird hunts, two nights of lodging, and all the meals included, breakfast and lunch and dinner every day, which, as you mentioned, are pretty special. And that's, again, $1,900 a gun. And the cool thing about these specials, Billy, is that you can call us to book them before February 14th, but you don't have to pick your date yet. So we're extending the same courtesy we do when we're at the shows. So, you know, you can put your deposit down and decide later, but go ahead and get your deposit in so you can get that discounted price.
Show special pricing only during this week's Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, not only from my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch, but from outfitters around the globe. It's time to book your trip this coming week. And listen, if you want to hunt red stag, for example, there are opportunities for you to do that all over the globe, not just an outfitter or two, but dozens offering that opportunity. My friend Larry Wysoon has hunted red stag all over the globe. And one of the places that intrigues me most, Larry, is red stag in Scotland because of the history and the heritage and the tradition there. How does hunting red stag in Scotland compare with other places, contrast with, like, New Zealand, for example?
There's a lot of difference. Actually, this was the first time I hunted Scotland. I'd always wanted to, and I kept Scotland back because it was one of these things. I'd hunted him in the mountains in Austria, and I've hunted him in Argentina, and I've hunted him in New Zealand and a few other places. And I thought, Scotland, from everything that I can hear, is probably going to be the easiest place to hunt him. Boy, was that ever a mistake, because I'll tell you what, it was an extremely tough hunt. Now, in size, the stags that we hunted in Scotland, they probably weighed about 250 to 300 pounds. So they're considerably smaller, at least almost half as large as what some of the big New Zealand stags are, or even some of those in Argentina. And we're getting some big stags here in the States as well. Body and antler-wise, they're considerably smaller. But they live in a rather harsh habitat up in the the Highlands. Mm. There's not the greatest amount of food there, and there's times when there isn't a whole lot of food. So they have a tendency to be a little bit smaller. And actually, they're I can't remember the particular subspecies name, but they're a separate subspecies compared to any of the other stags in the world. So they're a little bit smaller. The ones that we hunted, as I said, the one that I shot, probably weighed about 275 pounds on the hoof, which is, you know, like a really big mule deer, yeah, or even some big whitetails occasionally. And so he's not that big-bodied. Antlered-wise, I shot one that had 5 points to the side. They were probably about 23, 24 inches long, the entirety of the rack or the main beam. But great hunting tradition. You go out with guides or hunters, stalkers, as they call them there. And the stalkers, we went out. And I've seen most people go to church not dressed as well as what they do, including with the tie.
To go hunting.
I mean, with wearing ties and all kinds of different tweeds and greens and kind of browns. And very, very proud people, very very knowledgeable as far as the wildlife fair is concerned. And absolutely tremendously entertaining. And you can understand them most of the time. They speak English kind of close to ours. So sometimes you just got to say, okay, say that one more time.
Yeah.
Slowly. But I mean, the overall experience of being in Scotland, and just we stayed in a castle and ate like kings and queens. And thankfully, my wife was able to go with me, and Tim Fallon and his wife, and a couple of other couples. And while the men were out hunting, the ladies had a chance to tour a lot of different places. And we're at Inverness, just off of Loch Ness. Yeah. So, you know, very intriguing area for a lot of different ways.
It'd be tempting to take a day and try to go down and rope that rascal, wouldn't it?
You know what? It probably would. We drove around Loch Ness, and I'd always thought it would be considerably bigger and longer than what it is. It is very deep. That's the one thing they do give it credit for. So, you know, who knows what's there?
How does the community in general look upon hunters and visitors that are bringing guns to their country in the Highlands in that area?
One of the things that you recognize very quickly is that almost everybody over there loves the outdoors. They're not only are they tolerant of hunting, they're very encouraging of hunting.
Awesome.
Because so many of the places you go into, you'll find stag's heads up on the wall, or you'll find the fishing is also a big thing, of course, in that part of Scotland. And so there are fish mounts or drawings of fish, and there are little gun stores scattered around, and there's lots of fishing. And so overall, I'm sure some of the big towns in Scotland, that's probably not quite as they're not quite as understanding. But when you get into the more or less rural areas, particularly that northern half of Scotland, they're very supportive of hunting. They realize how important hunting is for the animals that are there and for the habitat that's there.
Yeah, it sounds very similar to rural North America.
Very, very similar to rural North America. It really is.
Certainly a trip I'd love to take, Larry, and I'll have plenty of opportunity this week, won't I? Dallas Safari Club Convention and Sporting Expo. I mentioned earlier that this is the place this week. This is the time to book your hunts, book your trips, make your travel plans, because you're going to get show discounts that don't normally exist outside of Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. Kevin Wellborn at Joshua Creek Ranch, Joe and Ann Kercheval there, that's their place. They're offering an Axis Doe special that I highly recommend. It's very economical, and you're going to put a lot of premium venison in the freezer.
Yeah, it is. And so this is a special that we're doing because we have such an abundance of animals, and we're a free range property, as you know well, low fences, so a lot of deer coming and going, and we're trying our best to manage the herd without having high fences. So we see the need to basically get some of our does, our customers' opportunity to harvest a couple of does to stock their freezers. And so that's the only limited time hunt. So that's something that you'd have to book by the 14th of February, and you'd have to hunt by March 15th. And again, that's all based on the management of our herd and our game management program in general. But we see a window of opportunity there for about the next month or 6 weeks or so, where we want to offer that to customers, where they can come out, they can harvest two Axis does for $800 a gun.
I feel like I'm just so redundant when I talk about the greatness of Axis venison on the table. To me, it's better than beef. It's 99% lean. It's an incredible protein. And listen, you whip up a little béarnaise sauce to go with that pan-seared venison steak. Ooh, brother. You're going to have an opportunity to go do that this week at Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo online. It's called Reflections, the 2021 DSE Convention and Sporting Expo. It's all online, and everything you need to know about it can be found at kinderoutdoors.com. I'm going to make a little run to the coffee pot, and then when we come back, Dallas Safari Club Executive Director Corey Mason and my co-host for the show today will rejoin me. We're going to start looking at some of those auction items that are just over the top. And coming up later in the show today, legendary bird dog man Bob West is going to help us rein our field trial dogs in, get that wild edge off of them from bird season.
Hey everybody, it's professional bass angler Gerald Swindle from Hayden, Alabama. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it or I'm using the bathroom. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Well, not the using the bathroom part.
Well, sometimes outdoors, that's the place to be.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home, and it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com, 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and water at Grapevine Lake offers a perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind a secure, gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin. The Vineyards' full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to kick off the new year and enjoy the winter months. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyard's gate is historic downtown Grapevine. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
Believe that a creek full of fish and woods loaded with wildlife are good for our kids. And the kids tend to agree. At Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club, we work hard to preserve both every day.
If you are one of America's new gun owners, we welcome you. Dallas Safari Club is a tremendous resource for new hunters, sports shooters, and freedom-loving Americans. BigGame.org is your first step.
That is the executive director of DSC, Corey Mason, who rejoins me now. He is not only the executive director of Dallas Safari Club, but he's a wild game biologist, accomplished hunter, guide, and all-around good old boy. Corey Mason, welcome back. Thanks for helping me out today.
Thanks for having me, Billy.
Let's talk a little bit about these fantastic auctions, because Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo gets underway this coming Wednesday and runs through Sunday, 5 days of great auction activity. Step one, you got to be able to bid. How do we do that?
So they can go to the BigGame.org website or our auction landing page, which is dsc.onlinehuntingauctions.com. And they can. There's a tab right there in the center of the page that will say Register, Bid, Live Stream. They can click that. We have a how-to video that's there if anyone has any confusion, which it's really straightforward. I mean, it's entering name, address, contact info, if you will, email, and they can get registered. So it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, very good. And I don't care if you're going to be sitting on the bow of the boat. You can still get this done with your mobile phone.
That's exactly right, through mobile phone. And one of the great things is this event will be taking place with a really small audience here in Dallas, but it will be live stream around the world.
Yeah, and we've got friends around the globe that are going to be tuning in, and they're going to be tuning in for those very popular auctions that are back again this year. And it all starts on Wednesday night. I want to kind of work our way through and talk about a few of these auction items, because there's a lot of one-of-a-kinds, there's a lot of really cool stuff. Let's start with that Wednesday night, 7:30 Central Time auction.
You know, one of the most popular items we've had the last couple of years, and it's in this particular night on Wednesday night, and it starts at 7:30 Central Time, is the bison hunt at Philmont Scout Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting the number of people that buy that particular experience, and their first response was, well, I attended Philmont years ago, and or my son or somebody that they know went to Philmont. But I can tell you personally that 2 years ago my dad bought that hunt.
Really?
Had a tremendous experience and obviously came home with a ton of meat, you know, associated with that, and had the opportunity to share some of that with me. So it's a great experience, great time. But you look at that Wednesday night lineup, you know, it's things from a bison hunt to elk hunt to trips all around the world.
We're going to Africa, Bush Africa Safari, 7-day Plains Game Safari for four hunters. Four. That makes it a lot more fun. That's fun times four when you can take the family or some friends with you. Lots of great stuff sticking out for Wednesday night that just pops off the page.
There's some great stuff there. Like you say, there's trips that are designed for maybe the one person that wants to go do something, or if it's a family or a couple of couples that get together with these two- and four-person experiences. Most of the experiencers are at least a hunter plus a non-hunter to go with. So if it's a husband-wife or, you know, father-daughter or mother-daughter, whatever it might be, it's designed with that in mind. And there's always the opportunity for someone to customize something beyond what they see right there.
Yeah, you can even bear hunt. Here we go to Idaho on a black bear hunt. Just all kinds of stuff. And that's Wednesday night at 7:30. First step is to get yourself registered to bid. And you can go to biggame.org or kinderoutdoors.com. And we're going to funnel you directly into where you need to be to start bidding on Wednesday night. Same story on Thursday night, Corey, because it all starts at 7:30 p.m., but a whole new slate of auction items. What do you like on Thursday night?
You know, we have probably one of the most legendary and oldest partners that we have with Dallas Safari Club, and that's Coonrod Remark Safaris. They've been exhibiting with Dallas Safari Club for 40-plus years. So you talk about a proven name in the safari industry. That's those guys right there. Family-run organization, just very top shelf, take great care of folks. And so that's one corner of the world, and you can look down just a little bit and you see a hunt on Champion Ranch here in Texas in the backyard. Great experience on a wonderful facility as well.
I was just about to go there. 4 days, three nights, black buck, which, by the way, are free range in the Texas Hill Country. You might want to know that, along with those beautiful axis deer and a few other critters we have. Also, in addition to your black buck, you're going to turkey hunt. A hunter and a non-hunter, includes trophy fees, and this is no little add-on here. They're going to throw in the bass fishing, too, and I would imagine at Champion Ranch they've got a pretty good strain of fish in those ponds.
No doubt. Beautiful lakes, world-class facilities. I mean, it's just a very, you know, best-of-the-best type facility.
You can travel the world on Thursday night starting at 7:30 with the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Sporting Expo and Live Auction Number 2. Live Auction Number 3, Friday night, is going to take place again at 7:30, and we're going to start with those custom-made Hill Country rifles. Custom Hill Country long-range tactical 6.5 Creedmoor. That's not a bad starting spot.
It's a tremendous rifle. Obviously, Hill Country Rifles makes precision weapons there with the most popular caliber sold right now, 6.5 Creedmoor, that can really fit anybody for most most hunting situations.
Yeah. I know Argentina is famous for their doves. I've gone down and done that, and it's a bunch of fun. But, hey, don't underestimate the red stag hunt in Argentina. They've got some tremendous critters down there, and World's End Outfitters is offering up a heck of an auction item.
They are. Yeah, they have a mixed bag hunt there, black buck and boar hunt for two, includes trophy fees. I mean, it's just a great facility, great experience. Obviously, a cultural immersion there as well, so people will absolutely love it.
You bet, along with one of those huge red stag. We can go to Alaska, Seascape Lodge, Jimmy Jack Fishing, 4 days, five nights, Alaskan Fishing Adventure, four anglers on the Kenai Peninsula. You're going to go up there and start looking for sale signs. You're not going to want to come home.
We have so many people that have gone on that particular adventure, and actually folks here in the office that have done that. They love it. They come home with a cooler full of fish as well, and it's a wonderful experience.
Yeah, especially when they smoke those fish and bring them to the Dallas Safari Club offices. That's not a bad deal. Huh?
Yeah, we'd be okay with that.
Saturday night, the final live auction begins again at 7:30 Central Time. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7:30 Central. One more time, how do we get registered?
They can go to the biggame.org website and find all the information they need right there.
Here's a four-day exotic game hunt for two hunters in Hondo, Texas, including trophy fees on the 777 Ranch. That's a good one to start. You can go to Alaska. You can go to Africa. Look at the auction options over here, Corey. Looks like we can travel the globe.
We can go around the world. And one of the things we're excited about as well is celebrating our Artist of the Year, Mr. Corey Carlson, with the first item of the night there, this beautiful painting of this elephant at a waterhole. It's just spectacular, titled Water Games. And you know, we have hunts from all over the world, and probably one of the larger ticket items there is a desert bighorn sheep hunt in Mexico that's drawing a lot of eyes as well.
Yeah, a lot of people have been looking at that for weeks now. It'll be interesting to see where that ends up because this is not an easy tag to come by.
It's not. And knowing that you're going to a facility and a land steward like the family there that that's hosting this hunt, they're award recipients, and they're some of the best in Mexico.
Yeah, absolutely. It's four big nights of live auction, and then silent auction is when?
Silent auction, it's all open as well right now. So all of these items are open. You can go online and start bidding now. Obviously, tune into the live auction to see when they finish. Silent auction has two closings. One is 1 o'clock on Sunday and then 3 o'clock on Sunday.
All right, very good. Corey, stick around. We're going to put a bow on it and wrap it up in just a few minutes.
Sounds great.
Joshua Creek Ranch is going to be one of those exhibitors at DSC this week. Get the show special on your trophy axis deer.
Yeah, that's typically one of our most popular specials at the Safari Club shows. And this year we're doing our traditional package, which includes an axis buck up to 32 inches, which is a really, really good trophy, and an axis doe. So you get two animals plus two nights lodging and all your meals for only $3,500 a gun. And folks, there's just no better free-range axis hunting in the world, and I know that Billy will attest to that.
Yes, I will. And don't forget to include the show special offer code 2021 SHOWSPECIALS when you book your trip.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you boys are taking that old flat bottom out, don't forget these coffee cans. Just like life, you'll need to bail a little water now and then. This is Life in the Camp House at Kender Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Kids that are introduced to the pure joy of hunting, fishing, and the shooting sports typically fall in love with it for life. Adults, too. Come see what you've been missing. We will help you at biggame.org.
Well, hey, welcome back to our campfire here at DSC's Kender Outdoors. I'm Billy Kender, and thanks a lot for hanging out with us a little while. Purina Pro Plan, that's what's been in my kennel since Purina Pro Plan became Pro Plan. That was a long time ago, and I've never seen a need to change. 30% protein, 20% fat for my hard-working bird dog. It is the absolute premium fuel for your hard-working dog, too. Pro Plan Performance Formula. At Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Well, this is the official tailgate party, the pregame show, if you will, for the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. It gets kicked off on Wednesday, and it's all online this year. It runs through next Sunday. Come see me at kenderoutdoors.com and learn everything you need to know to get ready for this massive conservation event. Big auctions every day. All of the regular vendors will still be on hand, and they'll all have those show specials that sets Dallas Safari Club days apart from the rest of the year. Save a little money, book a trip of a lifetime. It all starts Wednesday, Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. DSC Executive Director Corey Mason will rejoin me again a little bit later on to talk about it. You folks in Wenham, Massachusetts, are having turkey troubles. The turkeys have come to town and they're threatening folks. Animal Control Officer Steve Cavanaugh says that the turkeys have been hanging out down on Pleasant Street quite a bit. He says these turkeys can be dangerous and they encourage all you local residents there to avoid interacting with them. The Wenham PD's on the lookout, and if you live in Wenham, Massachusetts, they say you should be too. I got a great email the other day from Jeff Caboli in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Jeff says, "Hey, Billy, I wanted to send along a message saying that I sure enjoy listening to the show. I'm a wildlife photographer, and I just thought I'd share some of my photos with you since we have similar interests. Keep up the good work." Hey, Jeff, thanks for sending those photos along. We're going to give folks an opportunity to come see your work on our website, too. Beautiful stuff. Hey, this one is only for the girls. Today at Mimo's Farm on 3 Mile Road out of Evart, Michigan, they'll start by shooting sporting clays and then have a nice lunch together. And then they'll turn the bird dogs loose and hunt pheasants this afternoon till close to dark. It's a tradition. They do it every year at Mimo's. I want to remind my friends in South Dakota that if you're planning on hitting the ice this weekend or running your traps or doing some predator hunting, you need to renew your license. They all expired. Fishing and combination licenses expired January 31st, last Sunday. Hey, this is great news. In Montana, the state parks recorded more than 3.4 million visitors last year. That's a 29.5% increase over 2019. Visitation increased every month in 2020 over 2019, and that's despite temporary closures and a sharp decline in school field trips, events, and other group activities. Six of America's bravest and finest military veterans had the times of their lives out of Cedar Key, Florida, on that airboat, fishing from an airboat with Big Papa and Uncle Joe. That's another first-class outing from the hearts of our friends at Freedom Hunters. Way to go, folks. You can see their pictures. They're happy. And they're on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com. It's a phenomenal number, and I just cannot get past it. A couple of years ago, Purina ProPlan Performance Formula did a little checking in the field trial world and found that 89% of the field trial champions across North America were fed Purina ProPlan Performance Formula. 89%. I've seen that firsthand through my years in the field trial community. Fuel up your champion with the best. Purina ProPlan Performance. It's at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores. Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. Hey, listen, if you want to hunt big game in Utah, the application period opened the other day, January 28th, and you have until 11 p.m. on March 4th. Draw results will be released no later than May 31st. And if you're a fan of whitetail deer, you don't want to miss out on Boone and Crockett's updated records of North American whitetail deer. I've got info at KinderOutdoors.com for you. Ducks Unlimited has asked me to pass along to you an invitation. Ducks in the Desert Continental Shoot Sporting Clay Competition, March 4 through 7 at the world-class Clark County Shooting Complex in North Las Vegas. More than $75,000 in prizes. This is the 35th year for this shoot. Clay shooters from all across North America come and support this wetlands conservation effort. Hey, four of the auction items this Friday at DSC are specifically going to benefit the DSC Foundation and the Frontline Foundation. You need to know more about that. We'll learn from Richard Cheatham when we come back from the coffee pot.
Hi, I'm Walter Perry. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Like everyone, the conservation world has been down a rough road lately. The money generated through science-based and properly regulated hunting, both here in the U.S. and abroad, is the key pillar of support for wildlife and wild places. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at Dallas Safari Club. Poaching, drought, and ties that would put a stop to hunting and the shooting sports, right and proper education of the next generations of outdoorsmen and women, these things don't stop because of a pandemic, and at DSC, neither do we. Many hundreds of mission-minded volunteers work without glory or headlines year-round for the DSC mission. That mission is clear-cut. True conservation work worldwide, sharing our beloved and precious heritage with all that will hear and take part, and defeating those that would rip up your Second Amendment and rights to hunt and fish. I invite you to come and join us. It all starts at biggame.org.
It's really exciting to see right now. The one that's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, hey, good luck. You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery. Here's a great alternative to corporate team building, client entertainment, and employee appreciation. Northern Sky Outfitters near Jacksboro, Texas. Just a little over an hour from DFW Airport, Northern Sky offers up a beautiful ranch at the top of the Texas Hill Country, teeming with wildlife. You'll find a welcoming camp at Northern Sky, too, with comfortable lodging to suit the individual or the whole group. I've hunted with Keith and Barbara Weems at Northern Sky Outfitters a couple of times now, and I'm looking forward to my next trip. Northern Sky Outfitters caters to both the rifle and bow hunter for hogs, whitetail, and exotic wildlife.
axis deer and black buck hunts. With a mild winter and great rainfall over the past year, Northern Sky Outfitters has the kind of quality wildlife that you just won't find on very many ranches. If you're looking for a hunt that's close to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex with great amenities and abundant quality wildlife, Northern Sky Outfitters deserves a good look. Do that now at NorthernSkyOutfitters.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
We thank God for the freedom, our men and women that defend it, and the Constitution that guarantees it. Welcome to camp with Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
Caribou in British Columbia, bighorn sheep in West Texas, elephant in Africa, kids across America, you and your Second Amendment. Dallas Safari Club stands strong in support and defense of these wonderful things every day. Come join us at biggame.org.
Welcome back to the campfire here at Kender Outdoors, brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club. This is the tailgate party for the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, which gets underway on Wednesday and runs through next Sunday. But bidding open now on all of those auction items. Learn more when you come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, and that's K-I-N-D-E-R. Richard Cheatham, he's the executive director of the Dallas Safari Club Foundation. And even though every auction item, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, will go to benefit conservation, the education of the next group of hunters and fishers and shooters, and the defense of our right to hunt and fish, there are four very special items on Friday night that will funnel money directly into two very special foundations or places. I had a conversation with Richard about that the other day. I want to talk about a couple of very special auctions during Convention and Expo that benefit the DSC Foundation and the Frontline Foundation. What are those two foundations?
The DSC Frontline Foundation was formed about 2013, and its sole mission is to provide financial relief to professional hunters and members of their staff, trackers, skinners, who are either injured, or to the families of those who are unfortunately killed in the course of providing professional hunting services.
I'm sure you've seen some incredible stories during the last 7 years or so.
I have, and unfortunately we had a tragedy about a month or so ago where a very well-respected young professional hunter was killed after being hit by a buffalo, left a wife, two children, and one child on the way. And even though I'm not involved directly with Frontline Foundation anymore, I was involved in putting the people together, and I'm very, very pleased to know that DSC Frontline Foundation stepped up with an emergency grant of about $20,000 right away and reached out to other people in the community and received a significant amount of donations that and Phil didn't pass away right away, but after he did, we reached out to the family and figured out a way to help them.
I tell you what, you could never replace Phil with his family, but you can sure take their mind off a lot of things that would have been worrisome and burdensome to them right now. And that's what Frontline Foundation does. What about the DSC, Dallas Safari Club Foundation?
The DSC Foundation was designed to specifically address the three components of the DSC mission, which short form is conservation, education, and hunters advocacy. Education incorporates both youth education and general public education, because as you know, we're losing the PR battle, and a lot of people just don't know, they don't agree with or don't acknowledge the undeniable benefits that hunting brings to both wildlife and wilderness areas.
Yeah, absolutely, you betcha, and it's important work. And DSC, which started just a small group of people many years ago, has bloomed into to one of the most respected conservation voices around the world. You do important work across the U.S. here at home and in Africa and wherever the need may be, really.
We do. We actually went back and looked at our grant history over the last 5 years. We actually spend about 53 or 54% of our grants in the U.S., in North America. The rest of it, the majority of the rest of it is spent in Africa, and the rest of it's spent all around the world. But I've watched this club grow from 1981 when I went to my first convention in the DFW Hyatt Bear Creek Hotel in the airport to what it's become today. And it's not just the size. We have gained international exposure. We are a respected voice on the international stage. That's not always true, and it's not hard for a hunting organization to get to that point, but I'm really proud of what DSC has become.
Yeah, absolutely. A very well-respected voice, a lot of very good and sound decision-making and backbone through the years doing what you say you're going to do. There are a couple of really special auctions that are set apart from all the other really special auctions at this year's convention and expo that people are going to have an opportunity to bid on. That benefit either the foundation or the Frontline Foundation, DSC Foundation or Frontline Foundation.
That's correct. The DSC Foundation has two items in the upcoming auction in particular, and one of them is a really great package of a Namibian safari, a custom Frank Anderson rifle, and a trip to the world-famous FTW Ranch for their Sam's Precision Shooting School. And I've hunted with this operator in Namibia, good friends of mine, former president of the Namibian Association of Professional Hunters. It's a wonderful experience. It reminds you of South Texas in the middle of the Kalahari Desert in Namibia. And, of course, Frank Anderson's known for his rifles, and I've been to FTW. You will be stunned by how much you don't know and how much you will know after spending 3 or 4 days down there.
Yeah.
We've got another incredible donation in the dark forest of Cameroon, and if you ever wanted to experience wild Africa at its finest, one of our great friends, Pepe Chalet from Chalet Safaris, or Safari Chalet, has donated a dwarf forest buffalo hunt, with ability to upgrade for other animals as well, coupled with a conservation wilderness experience where you'll have the opportunity to go on chimpanzee and gorilla expeditions, pick up and confiscate snares and wire traps if you find them. You're going to be hunting in Cameroon in a very nice camp, but it is wild Africa like those who experienced it in the 20s and 30s saw.
You know, just the name Cameroon stirs up other names like Roosevelt and Hemingway.
Exactly. I don't think there's a handful of places left in the continent. I've seen a couple of them in Mozambique, but Cameroon is a very unique place. And again, if you're looking for a true African experience, a raw African experience, I don't mean raw in the negative way, but a real African experience, this is a great item.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Boy, you've really whet my appetite. Now let's keep going.
Frontline Foundation, let me talk about a couple of those. They have a couple of auction items as well, one from a gentleman who's been a very nice donor before, Zumbo Safaris, Yapsi Blaw. Has donated a great, I believe it's a leopard hunt, and it's a package deal as well, and he's done a really nice job with it.
Obviously, some incredible opportunities coming up, and the beauty of them is they all 100% benefit the Frontline Foundation and the DSC Foundation.
That's right. 100% of the proceeds come to the respective foundations, and we're allowed then to take that money back and turn around and pump it back out to deserving causes.
You said the word deserving, and that's something that we want to make absolutely clear to everyone listening. If you're not familiar, no one does a better job vetting
and checking out and making sure that these dollars are going to go to work the right way than DSC?
I think there's across the board with our seven directors on DSC Foundation, we hold in the highest regard the duty that we owe to donors to make sure that their money is well spent. And we have a very, very rigorous vetting process where we identify the grants. We like to say we can make $1 million look like $5 million because we are so selective on the grants that we produce. And then we turn around and use the feedback we get from those grantees as part of a messaging campaign to really share that message that of all the wonderful things that hunting and hunters' dollars can do when properly applied.
Richard Cheatham and the Dallas Safari Club Foundation and the Frontline Foundation do spectacular work around the globe for conservation and conservationists. Hey, listen, if you own a dog, no matter the age, no matter the lifestyle, the activity level, no matter the health conditions, there is a Purina Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog. You just have to check out all the different formulas. You'll find them at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hi, I'm Richard Cheatham, Executive Director of the DSC Foundation. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, I want to let you know about something that's brand new and coming to South Dakota this fall, the Dead Rabbit Lodge. You see, the owner received his higher learning from the University of South Dakota, the Coyotes. The dreaded enemy of the University of South Dakota Coyotes is the South Dakota State University Jackrabbits, therefore the name, the Dead Rabbit. The Dead Rabbit Lodge sits on the eastern bluffs of Big Blue Lake Oahe. The view from your giant Western Canada Red Cedar Lodging stretches from the dam to the south almost all the way up to North Dakota. The Big Lodge is finest splendor from top to bottom, perfect for big family or corporate groups. But the Dead Rabbit will also feature separate hotel-style rooms, a great game room and bar for entertaining, guest-only dining featuring the Rabbit's award-winning chef, oh, and about 40,000 acres of the finest pheasant hunting in the world. You won't forget the Dead Rabbit.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word. csbiblechurch.org.
Whether you're new to firearms or an experienced, skilled shooter, the knowledgeable, friendly staff at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters is there to help. Marksman Firearms features an extensive selection of firearms, accessories, and specialty items. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. Buy, sell, or trade at any of their Texas stores, Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, and Wichita Falls. For more info, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Plenty of fish in the creek behind the camp house. Feel free to take a ride down from the wall and catch a few. Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
It's important that we protect our heritage, as others would try to erase history and tear down the solid pillars that help build the greatest and most giving nation this world has ever seen. We at DSC take the opposite approach. We honor and appreciate the heritage and great history of America for all. BigGame.org.
Hey, you can reach us here in the old camp house anytime, kinderoutdoors.com. I want to remind you of the show special Dallas Safari Club Expo only. Only time you get this special pricing on the bird hunting at Joshua Creek Ranch. Here's Kevin Welburn from the ranch.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, one of the packages that we book most often is a two-night stay with lodging and meals and a couple of half-day upland bird hunts. So given that that is a common package for folks to book, we put a special together for the show's virtual special this year for $1,900 a gun. And again, that gets you two guided half-day upland bird hunts, two nights of lodging, and all the meals included, breakfast and lunch and dinner every day, which, as you mentioned, are pretty special. And that's, again, $1,900 a gun. And the cool thing about these specials, Billy, is that you can call us to book them before February 14th, but you don't have to pick your date yet. So we're extending the same courtesy we do when we're at the shows. So, you know, you can put your deposit down and decide later, but go ahead and get your deposit in so you can get that discounted price.
You can take advantage of that special pricing beginning this coming Wednesday during DSC Convention and Sporting Expo. Let's go to the great state of Iowa now. In a conversation that I had recently with my friend Bob West, he's a good Purina Pro Plan guy, about our field trial dogs. We like to keep them buttoned down pretty tight, and during the course of a bird season, they can get a little loose. Bob, how do you go about reining them back in?
Well, in a sense, you go back to the drawing board, Billy, but what I would encourage people to do is, if they are hunting their trial dogs, wild birds are a tremendous opportunity to make sure, you know, what higher distractions could you come up with. And I feel that with that good trial dog that you've got great expectations for, I might not even carry a gun with that dog. I'll pay attention to the dog. I'll keep him steady with all of those distractions. And when you have 3 coveys in 15 minutes and he's still standing steady, I'll guarantee you at a field trial with 2 or 3 old weak, planted quail, he's going to stay put. You're going to win some trials. So
yeah.
I wouldn't give up. Now with a young dog, different story. You know, you got to let them be a predator and find out why they're on the earth and stuff like that.
Yeah, you've got to let them bloom and become. So really the focus, if we've done our yard work and we've got a dog that we're pretty proud of and he's been winning for us some, and we're out bird hunting, the one we really need to keep an eye on is ourselves, right? Yeah. Because that's a perfect training opportunity.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you mentioned this is a dog that we've done all the basics on. If you have done all the basics and say you do get a little lax while you're hunting, you have the basics to come back to, and that's why I preach foundation, foundation, foundation. You have to have an understanding and that literally that foundation to come back to so that the dog understands those corrections. And when you're back in a training situation, again, it's going to be less exciting, and that dog, you're going to keep his mind a little better, but you can't. That foundation that you put in there from day one is super critical.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen it with good habits in dogs. We've seen it with bad habits in dogs. When they're an older guy or an older gal, they still have those habits that they learned the first 6 months of life, the first year of life, that maybe by our mistakes we put into those dogs. Let me ask you this, Bob. When you are trialing heavy and you're hitting the trial circuit every week you're somewhere, how much do you work your dogs Monday through Friday between trials?
First of all, I'm not doing that anymore.
let me say this. When you did run that?
Well, I didn't train, and depending on what the travel was, Bill, I didn't maybe train too heavily the day or two before the trial. You work on different things at different times, and the kind of dogs that you and I were running, we had to pay a lot of attention to endurance. So a good part of my time early in the week was roading and swimming, depending on the time of the year. But getting that dog so he could endure, I felt that if my dog can pay full attention to the cover and how he applies himself to that field and have his total mind on finding birds rather than a sore foot or I'm getting a little tired or whatever. I don't know if dogs have headaches, but I didn't want any of that in the picture. I wanted him fully conditioned so he could put his whole God-given ability towards finding birds for me. Right. That's how you win trials.
I know you've run into this. I've had dogs that, you know, we've just coming off bird season, and then we hit the spring trial season, and we're doing well, we're winning, and we're right where we need to be, and he looks like $1 million. And then all of a sudden, he starts slacking a little bit. I can tell the dog's getting tired. He's not playing as hard as he normally would. And if I put him up for a week, no exercise, no conditioning, no practice that week, and bring him back out, a lot of times he's a brand-new dog. Have you ever done that?
Well, yes, I have. And what I might do is if it's a trial where you're not able to, you know, shoot birds, you might want to shoot some birds for them. But I'd if it's really significant, I'd be maybe talking to a veterinarian, starting to look at different things, maybe blood work, whatever, so you don't let something get too far down the road. It's something to look out for.
Yeah, we want to make sure it's nothing serious, nothing there, no medical condition. But our dogs get tired just like we do, and have to go sit down in the recliner or the kennel.
Well, true. Too much, just too much grinding.
Yeah.
You don't want your training to be grinding. You want it to be fun and exciting. When you come out in the morning to work your dog and they're hiding in the doghouse, and that happens. You've seen it.
I've seen Keith Shops do dogs do that all the time. Why does that happen?
I don't know, but it does happen. So you need to back off a little and do some things that are fun for the dog and let them relax a little bit. And a couple days off won't hurt them. When we travel like we do, we get to thinking, well, we're missing out on things. But like you say, some days you go home and you find out really it didn't deteriorate that much, and the dog's more excited about training. So it's possible a little time off doesn't hurt.
Hey, that's the great Bob West right there. Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo kicks off this Wednesday. All of the vendors that you normally see there and book with are going to be there, but it's all online. They will have show specials during DSC Expo, like two Axis Deer does for $800 at Joshua Creek Ranch.
That's something that you'd have to book by the 14th of February, and you'd have to hunt by March 15th. And again, that's all based on the management of our herd and our game management program in general. But we see a window of opportunity there for about the next month or 6 weeks or so, where we want to offer that to customers, where they can come out, they can harvest two axis does for $800 a gun.
This is Michael Waddell, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Buffalo Wool, hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called Buffalo Wool because the very special fibers used in buffalo wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, chasing muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's five national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer
at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com. Hey, I want to let you know about something that's brand new and coming to South Dakota this fall. The Dead Rabbit Lodge. You see, the owner received his higher learning from the University of South Dakota, the Coyotes. The dreaded enemy of the University of South Dakota Coyotes is the South Dakota State University Jackrabbits. Therefore, the name, the Dead Rabbit. The Dead Rabbit Lodge sits on the eastern bluffs of Big Blue Lake Oahe. The view from your giant Western Canada Red Cedar Lodging stretches from the dam to the south almost all the way up to North Dakota. The Big Lodge is finest splendor from top to bottom, perfect for big family or corporate groups. But the Dead Rabbit will also feature separate hotel-style rooms, a great game room and bar for entertaining, guest-only dining featuring the Rabbit's award-winning chef. Oh, and about 40,000 acres of the finest pheasant hunting in the world. You won't forget the Dead Rabbit.
We knew you were coming when we heard your truck rattle across that old cattle guard. Welcome to our camp at Kender Outdoors with our partners at the Dallas Safari Club.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please help carry on our wonderful heritage and history at biggame.org.
Hey, for the first time ever, my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch are offering memberships, corporate, family, sporting, and social memberships. And if you check into it and decide you want to do it before May 1st, you're going to save 10% on your initiation fee at this beautiful Texas Hill Country Ranch. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. Dallas Safari Club Executive Director Corey Mason rejoins me now. Corey, the 2021 online-only DSC Convention and Expo kicks off on Wednesday. Are you getting excited?
We're really excited. Things are coming together. People are participating, and we appreciate the support.
You betcha. I want to talk a little bit about that fee that we normally pay at the door that goes towards conservation of the mission of Dallas Safari Club. That's not going to be there this year. We're not going to ask you to pay $25 at the door virtually to come into the convention and expo. And that's going to be a big loss for DSC. However, conservation, the education of the next generation, the fight for our shooting, hunting, and fishing rights goes on. How are we going to fund that? How do we make up for that?
That's right. You know, there will be a number of losses that come financially, specifically with not holding an in-person event. And so that's really where we're asking people to really, when they view these auction items and when they look at participating in DSC in a number of ways, from a membership perspective, from an auction participation, is understanding that those dollars don't just go somewhere, if you will. Those dollars go directly to the mission execution of DSC.
Yeah, very, very well vetted. DSC never throws a dollar away. A shoestring staff that keeps this thing, this big organization, rolling year-round, 365 days a year. You can become a member of Dallas Safari Club for very little investment.
You can. So there's a number of membership levels that are available, all the way from a life member to a base camp member. We want to be able to communicate with you and let you know what we are doing as an organization, what you as a member of DSC are accomplishing. And it's local fights, it's taking mission and educating the general public and elected officials. It's putting dollars where they need to be for needed research and restoration of sheep or whatever the species might be, and for people to know and understand their role in that by supporting DSC as a member.
Yep, you betcha. And you'll find all the information you need at biggame.org, kinderoutdoors.com, and we can funnel you right into where you need to be. Exhibitors. Boy, a lot of people, especially outfitters internationally, have taken an incredible hit. Some haven't survived. There are going to be faces missing this year because this global pandemic took their clients away, their clientele, and they just couldn't survive, couldn't make it. But we're going to see a lot of familiar faces back again online. I can't stress this enough, how bad you need that hunt, how bad you need that new rifle, that new feeder, that new blind, that
piece of artwork. You need it now more than ever. And, boy, would we greatly appreciate you visiting our vendors.
That's exactly right. And knowing that these are the best of the best, these are DSC partners, these are vetted outfitters that are there, these are jewelers, they're, you know, artists like folks like Corey Carlson and John Banovich. I mean, they are truly the names in the industry that partner with DSC. They support us, and we support them back. And we really urge you that if you're looking to book, please come out here. Please look at the website. We will provide the connection for you to get to them and book a hunt with them. Number one, you can rest assured in the quality of that outfitter. They will be there through time.
I'm taking a look here. There's so many different categories, and let's just look at firearms and ammunition listed as DSC exhibitors at this convention and expo. Just under firearms and ammo, maybe 80 to 100 names listed there. I didn't count them, but there's a lot. You're going to be able to comparison shop and look around and see what you want with everybody gathered under one website right there for the next several days starting on Wednesday. I was down at Joshua Creek Ranch hunting axis deer a few weeks ago, and the number one question that Kevin had for me down there at the ranch was, hey, Dallas Safari Club Expo, I'm getting nervous. I want to make sure I'm in. I said, you're in. You're good, Kevin. You know, you're part of the family and have been for years. Joshua Creek, if you usually book your hunt with them, go check them out at Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, because they, along with many other outfitters and vendors here, have special show pricing that you're not going to get outside of Dallas Safari Club.
Yeah, they can go to, again, on one of those tabs. It's right there on the main page. It'll say Exhibitor Floor Plan and Directory. They can click on that, and essentially, like, they're walking through the hall, and they could, for example, they could click on Joshua Creek. They can go to their website, view videos they've put up, and it varies by exhibitor, but they can put on their show specials, just like you mentioned, because remember that many of these outfitters and operators, they lost the hunting season last year, particularly those that are international, and so they truly need the business.
You bet they do, and they're going to have some outstanding show specials. Speaking of Joshua Creek, there they are right there. Don't want to miss out on that wing hunting adventure down there at Joshua Creek Ranch. It's going to be a tremendous week, Corey. It's online this year, and there's just nothing we can do about that. That was a call made by the city of Dallas.
That's right. So the city of Dallas told us that they were not going to allow us to use the facility to gather, again, our 30-plus thousand folks. We knew this year it would be less than that. But nonetheless, when the call was made and when they own the facility, you go back in the deck and you pull another card, and that's what we did.
Unless you're going to take a chance on the rain and meet in a pasture somewhere, it needed to go online, and just a tremendous job. I'm just forever amazed at the way Dallas Safari Club responds. They smile at adversity and march on because it's an important message mission that DSC has.
It is. It's what we have to do. I mean, we have to continue fulfilling the mission of DSC for so many reasons, for the protection of our ability and right to be able to hunt, get outdoors, and science-based wildlife conservation, and the support of the Second Amendment, and all those things that DSC stands for and has that proven track record of being a champion for. And so we have to find ways to generate dollars to fulfill this mission, and this is what we could do.
You bet. We've seen a lot of new folks come into the hunting fold, the shooting sports. 8.5 million new gun owners, first-time gun owners in America. Along with that gun goes some great company and education. Dallas Safari Club, a great place to start.
It is. You know, we have resources. We have everything locally from connecting you to the right people to go take that firearm and be educated. You know, I think of FTW Ranch comes right off the top of my head. Teach you how to use that firearm to someone that's headed on a sheep hunt in a foreign country, you know. So we can connect you with where you need to be.
You betcha. Biggame.org. You hear Corey mention that all the time. It's one of the most important websites in the conservation industry, Biggame.org. Every dollar is important, and we would greatly appreciate you coming to join us. Well, let's have a great convention and expo, Corey. I can't think of anything else we can do to get ready. Just need to kick the doors open this Wednesday.
We look forward to a great event. We appreciate people supporting the mission of DSC. Join in, view the live events, and participate.
Well, there you go. It's a giant party for conservation. It starts on Wednesday with fabulous over-the-top auctions and special vendor discounts, show-only discounts, like that big axis buck at Joshua Creek Ranch.
Yeah, that's typically one of our most popular specials at the Safari Club shows, which includes an axis buck up to 32 inches, which is a really, really good trophy. And an axis doe, so you get two animals plus two nights lodging and all your meals for only $3,500 a gun. And folks, there's just no better free-range access hunting in the world, and I know that Billy will attest to that. We book a lot of these each year, and the demand is really, really high. So I encourage you, if you're thinking about an access package, to consider this, because, again, you can book with us before February 14th, put in your deposit, and then choose your dates later.
If you want to know how to bid or peruse the virtual halls of the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, and we're going to link you right through the front door. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this old camp house today, and invite you back next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.